everyone, and welcome to Notcast. I'm Saffron. This is episode 268, a solo show. I'm recording this on Friday, January 2nd, because yesterday the weather was pretty gross around here in Dallas, and Fuzz had guests still in town, and Shiva was busy as well. But we did say we would be back, and here we are. It's been an uneventful few months. Things have gone well. Thanksgiving went well on my end. I spent time with both my family and Panthers, and everybody gets along well there, and December went well as well. It's been pretty weird here in Texas. We've had highs in the 70s, we've had warm weather, then it snaps cold, and just recently it's finally decided, hey, it should be winter again. It's been raining for the last couple days, but thankfully there hasn't been any ice. In the furry realm, Fuzz and Tieran have continued to do well with Fur Planet. I personally have finished up a re-recording of Divisions, and the files are in the hands of Kyle. I'm also working on Summerhill by Rikoshi. I'm about 40% done with that. Let's see, what else has been going on? Well, we just recently had the Fur Planet holiday party. Well, that wasn't really the holiday party, it was our New Year's Eve party. It's very pleasant. It's really good to see a lot of the local furs that I don't normally see from time to time. I've been really busy as of late, and so Tuesdays have been somewhat difficult to make it to. But I was glad to see all those people. Because, yeah, there's a really good and vibrant furry community here in Dallas. And it's good to know all these people. Furry Fiesta is 2 months away, a little bit less, actually, February 20 to 22nd. And things seem to be rolling really well. We're even doing even better than we were last year. I'm not privy to the back end of things with Fiesta anymore. Not for any reason other than I'm busy otherwise and have my own things to worry about. I have to worry about my convention and my business, and I trust the folks that are handling that to do their job. But according to Path, things are going very well, so I'm happy to hear that. I'm quite proud of my involvement in Fiesta since day one, and so I want to see it succeed and continue to donate money to CARE. Gotta feed the lions. One cool thing that has popped up into my attention recently is a convention called HavenCon. It's the first LGBTQA geek and gaming convention in Texas. It is 91 days off, which isn't really helpful, April 4th and 5th in Austin, Texas. It's at the Holiday Inn Midtown, which is where a small BronyCon used to be, Brony Fanfare. It's a pretty small venue, but I don't think they're expecting a ton of people. It looks interesting enough. I would probably be going, but I'm going to be actually out in the Bay Area for that weekend. What is HavenCon? A fun, safe haven for geeks and gamers of all ages and the LGBTQA community to come together and show support for each other and the industries we have all grown to love. Enjoy a weekend of gaming tournaments in our gaming lounge, activities with industry professionals and local talents, and contests, including one for best cosplay, as seen in the Dallas Voice, the Rainbow Times, and the Gay Star News. Okie dokie. They've got quite a few guests. Unfortunately, there's nobody I've ever heard of. But then again, I'm not exactly neck-deep into, quote, gay geek culture. I'm a geek, but I don't really attach identity to it. The portion of all ticket sales goes to Out Youth, which is a pro-LGBT youth help organization, charitable organization. I'm looking at their website now. They have their information on the Out Youth Holiday Gathering. They have a help button on the right side, which goes to their help page. And they have a quick exit button. It's like, oh no, don't get caught looking. Because, I mean, seriously, I understand how it was. If you're a kid at home and you get caught, there's a button. It's like the get out of here quick, go to Facebook. That's pretty cool. It's a non-profit organization that supports and provides services to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and questioning youth ages 12 to 19 in Austin and Central Texas. Ah, neat. That is pretty cool. So far, they seem on the up and up. And again, if I was not already committed to a trip out to the Bay Area, I would be going. They have, they have an artist alley and they have vendor tables. They have sponsors, supporters. Apparently Steve Jackson Games is lending them a hand. They have various vendors and whatnot. If you're in Texas and you can't make it to other events, I figure it'd be worth a shot to check out. I know there's probably people that listen to this that live in Austin, Texas, or the surrounding area. And hell, even DFW is only like, what, 3.5 hours away, maybe. So I figure it'd be worth a shot. It's Haven, Haven, Con, contx.com. That's pretty much it. Beyond that, I've also started doing YouTube videos because, who doesn't do YouTube videos anymore? But I figured out how to get figured out my streaming issues and got a 360 controller, and I've been playing various video games and putting videos up on YouTube because why not? Doing it for fun, working on my banter because I don't do solo stuff that often, and trying to keep a running tally is difficult, as this podcast will no doubt show proof. I enjoy my games. I'm pretty quiet, and recording it and doing things solo and emoting, it's different and difficult, which is partly why I'm doing it, because I want to get better at it. So far, I've really only played Binding of Isaac, some Spelunky, and right now I'm playing Freedom Planet, which is it's Sonic with the numbers filed off. There's obviously no actual Sega involvement in this, but it's obviously a very lovingly crafted fan Sonic game, even though it's not Sonic at all. The character design's very Sonic. I got it on sale on Steam because, well, Steam sale. It's more mechanically complex than Sonic. You have various melee attacks, and you spin attacks, and a dash move that's eight, well, six directions. Can't dash straight up or down. And the level design's pretty straightforward. It is a good example of a fan Sonic game that's not actually a Sonic game. Original characters do not steal. Other than that, I'm glad to see 2014 gone. Like, for me, 2014 was a really good year. And I'm pretty sure that for Fuzz and Tiran and even Shiva, it was pretty good. Now, Shiva did have family members pass, so that is sad. So I can only really speak for myself, but 2014 was a good year for me. I've continued to lose weight. I've continued to get healthier, getting a lot stronger. I've had success in a lot of my projects. I'm back on track with recording audiobook stuff. My convention was really successful. Raised a lot of money for kids with cancer. We've raised a little bit of money for North Texas Food Bank. And have money going forward. I mean, that's a hell of a thing to do, going from zero to some profitability in 2 years. Most cons honestly only break even the first year, if that. So 2014 was a good year for me, but for a lot of my friends it was really, really rough. And for that I'm glad to see it go, and I really hope that my friends will have a better year, because it feels kind of bad, and it's like, yeah, shit's going fucking awesome. This is great. I've got this, 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 and this. And someone's like, and my dog died. Or in my case, or in a friend of mine's case, he lost his job and had to move twice. And then the job that he did have after he was unemployed for a while dropped him after a couple of weeks. Then he had to move, like, again. And so I've had a number of folks that just shit hit the fan 5 or 6 different ways from Sunday. One of my convention organizer friends out in California, she finally got nicked for an outstanding traffic violation or something and lost her car and got slapped with a $10,000 fucking dollar fine and shit. It's crazy. Well, it's not a fine, but it's like the whole total cost is like $10,000. And that was in 2014. And, fucking California. And I've had friends with, people have family die, people had relationships fail, and everyone's like, oh, fine, new year, new start. And I really hope that it's better for people this year. I'm looking forward to a good, solid 2015. I've got plans. I'm gonna keep losing weight, keep getting stronger, gonna enjoy running my cons, helping out with other cons, and I really want to reconnect with the furry community this year. But I got books lined up. After I finish Summerhill right now, I've got three more books already lined up that I need to work on. And I'm hoping that I'll be able to get my creative output up a lot higher than it's already been. Because honestly, taking a year to get Divisions out is a fucking travesty. Part of that was fighting with ACX, and then part of it was my computer just dying for a month, and then I lost data and had to re-record chunks of divisions for the third time. That was rough. But those files are in Kyle's hands. I'm working on Summerhill, and I've got more stuff coming. I just want to be more creative this year, you know? I've told myself, I've figured it out, that I can do it. Like, oh wait, I can do this. I'm totally gonna do it. Why not create? And other than that, you know, I hope that things just keep going well for folks or get better. 'Cause, you know, new year, let's hope for a better one. So at this point, I've rambled on for probably around 11, 12 minutes, and I think I'm gonna wrap it up. All the emails we got this week, or in the intervening time, we actually have quite a few, really require more than one person's input. I wanted to make this show today, though, just to say, hey, we're still around, and just weather, and honestly, trying to record on January 1st probably wasn't the smartest idea. All in all, Nautcast is certainly not going away, and we will be back hopefully next week with everybody intact and surviving their first start of the new year. But before I go, some quick shilling. So you need some sex toys from AdamandEve.com. One of the items I've picked this week is the Crystal Jellies Anal Starter Kit, because everybody's got a butt, but you have to start slowly and carefully. It's 3 set of butt plugs that are shaped like dongs, and they are on sale right now, $29.71 for a 3-pack. Gifts get 15% off anal toys right now because, yeah, secret butt fun. Now, if you use our coupon code NOT, you don't get free shipping anymore, and it doesn't take half off of an item. What it does is it adds in a bunch of extra little gifty bits that I don't know exactly what they are. I should probably order something using my own coupon code and see what it is that you get. But if you do, we get a small kickback for every item sold, and it helps to, well, helps us buy stuff for the podcast, helps us cover a little bit of Fuzz's hosting fees each month, and we appreciate it, and your butt will appreciate it too. Or your vagina if you buy a dildo, or, you know, your dick if you buy us anything else. I mean, Adam and Eve has a pretty wide variety of everything. Fairly vanilla, but still, pretty wide variety of everything. Beyond that, I think I'm done for this week, and hope people enjoyed my inane ramblings. The show will be back next week, and hopefully with everyone in attendance. We still have a handful of emails from the intervening last couple months, and we got a good handful once we finally announced that, hey, episode 268 was going to happen. We had hoped that everybody would be here, but as I said earlier, weather. We will be back next week. We will try to get through all the emails we've gotten, and, how about you guys write in and let us know how your New Year's Eve party went, if you had one. And if you just stayed in and watched movies with your boyfriend, girlfriend, whomever, let us know. That could be cool. Email us at notcast@foxstuffers.com. You can find us at notcast.tumblr.com and ask us questions anonymously there. And, you know, rate and review us on iTunes. We're not quite so hardcore on being up there on the iTunes Hot 120, but it'd be cool if we were. So, on that note, good night and big balls.